Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The state Senate voted to pass House Bill 76, which would ensure Alaskans impacted by COVID-19 continue to receive the millions of dollars in federal relief. House Bill 76 would extend the January 15th, 2021 governor's disaster declaration, and in doing so would provide for a financing plan in accessing federal stabilization funds. House Bill 76 originally passed the House of Representatives in March and was approved with changes by the Senate Wednesday. Senator Natasha von Imhoff spoke on House Bill 76.
It does not put into place any statewide mandates. There is no statewide mask mandate. There is no statewide business closures or restrictions. Passing House Bill 76 will not force vaccinations, testing, or quarantine. There is no statewide mandatory testing at the airport. This bill will not close schools. On a local level, if this bill passes, no community is forced to declare a local state of emergency or enact local emergency orders. So what will passing House Bill 76 do then? More importantly, how can this bill help us along the path of recovery? A statewide emergency disaster declaration gives both local municipalities and the state administrative departments the tools they need to work together in the event any need arises, such as an isolated outbreak in a small community. It allows the state to take advantage of additional federal dollars available during these last waning months of the pandemic to help us get to full recovery. And number three, it gives the governor a choice as to whether to continue this disaster declaration or to end it immediately and simply give the Commissioner of Health and Social Services specific duties defined in this bill.
The Senate passed House Bill 76 by a vote of 14-6. And then during an evening floor session, the House voted 25-15 to accept the Senate's changes and to send the bill to the governor's desk. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV, and more information can be found at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy wants more people to own a piece of the state in introducing legislation Wednesday that offers Alaskans the ability to purchase or lease state land for recreational cabin sites. In a press release, Governor Mike Dunleavy said that the ability to own land is a core American value, which this plan supports by helping fulfill many Alaskans' dreams of owning a piece of the last frontier. The governor continues in the press release. He says that Alaska has vast amounts of land, but only 3% of it is in private hands, less than any other state. The bill is an important tool for removing burdensome obstacles and putting Alaska land back into Alaska hands. Alaska covers 365 million acres. The federal government owns 222 million acres. Alaska, the state itself, owns 97.9 million acres with 104 million at full conveyance. Marty Parsons, director of the Division of Land, Water, and Mining, spoke to Alaska's news source, saying,
"This is recreational land. So it wouldn't be for commercial purposes. This would be for people to go out, build their cabin, go out with the family for family time, recreate."
Applicants will have to make a 5% down payment, cover the costs of surveys and appraisals, and pay the fair market value for the land. According to release, leases could be extended or converted to sales contracts using long-term state-managed financing. But first, the state legislature needs to approve the governor's plan before Alaskans could try to purchase or lease the land. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.